putting on false faces, conforming to your norm. Me say we can't take no more. Let no man judge not another man before him can judge himself. Fi-fi. Let no man falsely accuse and abuse and take away somebody else. Fi-fi. All of our destiny, there is no remedy.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning. This is your boy, Sean Melody, with the RFK Radio. Everybody been blessed today. We all been blessed today to be able to wake up to see another beautiful morning. It's a sunny day here in upstate New York. And I'm just sitting back chilling, drinking a little coffee with Bev and had a little breakfast and stuff. And it's time for me to keep going and doing what I've been doing. I'm sorry for the last few days or so that you haven't been on the radio station. We've been just busy getting everything going for the record company and the recording studio and the camp and the grounds and all that. We just staying focused today. And just saying, hoping that everybody out there stay blessed, stay strong, stay safe, drive safe. All you fast driver that's in the rush of getting to nowhere, take your time. Watch out for the kids. Watch out for the buses out there. You know, I don't know what to say about this president thing. The North Korea, Vietnam thing, to me, was just a big host, a big front. You can actually look at Chung Lin's face when he's shaking Trump's hand. His face, I mean, I just read his body language. Just looking at him, just his face looked was just like, I'm not doing nothing to agree with nothing with you. My people and I have been watching TV like, you're about to be impeached, probably in prison here. So it's like any agreement that I do with you doesn't even exist because you're in a situation. So far as that goes, I leave it in the hand of the corrupt government and whoever else. Y'all deal with that, even though I kind of believe the lawyer, what he said. I mean, and to you people that voted for Donald Trump, it's a laughing stock. It's just such a joke. And ones that still defending him is just like, you're not going to get anything from him. Like, I mean, if you're that close and that involved, you better watch yourself from being investigated yourself. But forget about that. I'm not going to talk about making our miserable and make everybody else's day miserable. This is an episode, a show that anybody's welcome to come on. Yeah, people is just going crazy to call. Every time when I get on the air, people be hitting the side up. They want to talk to us. That's why you hear that buzzing. So what I'm getting at is like anyone can come on this show and talk about anything positive. If you somebody that you're looking for, missing person, condolences and all that. Once, and I'm going to give my condolences to the family that went through tragedy. Both families, Jim Boeheim family for what he went through and another family for their losses. God be with you, strength. I like to thank just the people in the community of Syracuse, like the funeral home who's doing a funeral for free, for nothing, like everybody pitches in. That's one thing you can say about Syracuse, New York. Like, no matter what, there are people that do care still. People that don't even know you. You know what I'm saying? Always be thankful for that. You know what I'm saying? Because God is good. I also like to give a shout out to everybody that responds to all my posts and beats and everything I put up. Guys, love you. I love you guys. Keep it up. I'm hoping that I get a chance to meet some of you guys. Or females, hang out, come out to our campground and camp overnight, and you know we're cook. I'm a great cook. We'll have fun. Probably throw movies out up on the big screen outside. Sit by the lake, you know, bonfire. This is just for everyone. I like to give a shout out to my whole Rouser family, Lomax family, Lynch family, Harrison family. Stackhouses, Stokes, Page family, Phoenix, McGowan family, the Stevenson family, the Boyers, my boy Alfie and their family, the Mayberries, their family, my boy Johnny Robinson and his family, you know, my homie, his sons, the Boondocks. Give a shout out to all you guys out there and anyone that I have missed. A shout out to y'all. A shout out to the whole Syracuse community, the Gary family, the Smiths. You know what I'm saying? I get so many responses. So what I'm getting at is, hit us up at TronBRFK@gmail.com. We also looking for artists to produce and promote. Also, stay tuned for the camp. It's going to be limited. It's going to be limited. So once it's posted, you know, register your kid. You can register online. I need all information, age, name, parents' name, phone number, emergency contact, best time to call y'all and let you know what's going on and if, you know, it's approving for your kid. We're going to have a lot of things going on. Miss Beverly, she's going to be the art teacher. We're going to have archery out here. We're going to have movies. We're going to be doing field trip. Kids will be able to come here and record their own music, their own CD. Also record their own talk show. You know, there are shows that I already have producers that I'm actually going to see which kid that really want to do host this show called Kids Adventure. So just stay tuned. Understand what I'm saying? And it's all good. RFK, your boy Sean Melody, Sean Rouser, and we're out.
One destiny, some might could say. One God, one aim. One destiny, do the way, one God, one aim. One destiny. One God, one aim. One destiny. Look for me in the world. Look for me all around you. For I shall come and bring with me countless millions of black slaves who have died in America, in the West Indies, millions.
You just listened to RFK Radio with your host, Sean Melody of the New School Production. Make sure you all stay in contact and hit that email up for your child. You know, the youth program that they're doing. It's a camp thing. It's an everyday thing that starts in the summer. First week of July, after the 4th of July. Get your kid involved. It's very educational. It's very smart. And it's very experienced. And you never know. There is something that your child will get out of that. We guarantee. So make sure y'all keep on listening to the RFK Radio. Yeah, this is your boy Sean Melody. I'd like for y'all to send some of y'all messages or whatever your thoughts. If you come up with anything that you think we should talk about, write to my podcast. You can go to my messenger and just send me a messenger. Y'all stay blessed. What's happening, everybody? This is your boy Sean Melody with the RFK, the voice, the talk. Speak your mind. Today's March 4th. 2019, and it's been a very great day, very blessed day. I like to just say thank God for me to be able to see everybody on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Messenger, Snap, the chat, you know what I'm saying, MTV site, and all the other sites. I like to thank the Lord for being able to, for me to see you guys, and that you guys be able to see another beautiful day. Today, weather is kind of okay right now, upstate New York. I like to send my prayers out to everybody in Alabama. I thank God for my family in Demopolis, and my dad and them down there are safe. They are more in higher grounds where they're living. I send my prayer out to the family that lost, to all the loved ones that they lost in this flood. If you need any assistance, any help down there, let us know. We'll find a way to get down there to help you guys. You can contact us at TronB. TronBRFK@gmail.com. I'm going to start off right now. We're going to talk about what's going on in society. First of all, we're going to bring up about the president of the United States. Now, it's none of my business what's going on. I don't know who's right and who's wrong. But if you're wrong, admit for being the wrongness. And if you're right, sit back and relax and let nature take its course. Okay, because there's been corruptions going on for many years. Now, we can go far on. Like, if y'all want to talk about 9/11, it started off with the first president who was the father. Then it went to the second president who was the son. And we know it was a lot of money and oil involved. Because if I was the president of the United States, there is no way if you're going to point the finger at Bin Laden about the planes hitting the tower. And when they hit the tower, instead of you going straight at him, you go for Saddam. Even though that has something to do with oil and all the money that he had in his castle that America got. But at the same time, would you allow for the main person that y'all assume of doing this, Bin Laden, you allow his kids to leave the country. You allow their plane leave from the United States to send them back home to their safety. So America, think about that. Because remember, all of us ain't forget what happened, you know. Then we got a lot of subliminal message like, oh, this is going to go on because we're gonna knock the viewers or the American people mind off of this and put their mind on this, why this is going on. You know what I'm saying? So whatever happened, it happens. I send my prayers to the Trump and his family and to everybody that's involved what's going on. I'm praying that all this stuff that they're saying that he's supposed to have done or accused of doing, I'm praying that he has it. And another thing, the situation when I'm thinking about, like, as far as the porn lady, like, what was wrong with that? Only thing that was really wrong with that was that I guess he was married, but ain't none of us ever heard of his wife, who's also, I assume, is Russian. No one heard nothing about her until he became president. Like, I never knew about her as a model. And me, as being in the industry business of, like, meeting Tyra Banks, like, and Tam Campbell, and, all, like, meeting real models, like, I never heard of her. I know models from Brazil, like, even from her country. So I never heard of her. Melania, or whatever. I'm disrespecting you. No disrespect for you, ma'am. You're a beautiful woman. I'm just laying things out on the table. You know what I'm saying? So we can go there. I'm not trying to give you ideals, but if that really happened, a smarter way would have been, I wouldn't have been dealing with my lawyer or nothing. I would have been dealing with like a friend that I know that's a true friend, that there would be no paper trace. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Trump? Like, I'm just saying, you know. I don't know. Don't look at because black, you know, because some of us know how to go by things. Not saying you can always get away with things, but sometimes lawyers can't be trusted. Lawyers working for you, but also lawyers working for their pockets. They're working for their own. So, you know, I'm just saying, like, I'm obligated to speak my word and give us some of my advice. My advice, Mr. Trump, study your lawyer and study the people you're around, because I don't know, maybe he's out to get you. You know, no matter what goes on, it's not looking kind of good your way, but it is in a way, because at the same time, this lawyer that you had, he has a very, very terrible background. I don't know if you know anything about him or nothing, but he has a terrible background. So that's the question that I try to throw out, like, you know, even though you're trying to say Trump did this and Trump did that, you're saying he did all of this because you're a cop. But at the same time, his record to be an attorney. So, Mr. Trump, if you hear me out there, you have to study your surroundings, sir. You know, you have to be careful. Like, all of us ain't always careful, but sometimes some of us are. Sometimes some of us let certain positions take a little advantage of our soul, you know. So if you can think about that and take that advice, you know, just like I take advice, I'm just speaking my opinion. You know, for me doing my study of the attorney that you had, he has a very reckless background. He has a reckless background, sir, Mr. President Donald Trump. So I'm just saying, man. I hope he do get served time. I'm hoping he get more than 3 years, because You know, so that's a big question right there that they have to look at no matter what. Of course, they're going to make it sound like this big evil thing. I mean, you're the president of the United States. I mean, come on. Media make things big. You know, so it is what it is. You know what you got yourself in, bad or good. There's always going to be somebody that's going to say something bad about you. There's always going to be somebody that's going to be negative because of your position. So only thing I can say to you, sir, is pray. Give it up to God and just keep continue doing what you're doing, because the mess looks crazy. And then you like another thing, you have a lot of people that dislike you. A lot of people you had to get out of your circles, out of your cabin. And I get that's understandable. You know, I'm going to leave that whole situation alone. Only just one thing. Watch your surroundings. The people that you think that's close and your friend is not. But the ones that you despite, that you do not know. Like, I don't know. I can't say you despite me. You don't know me, you know. But I'm not saying I'm the greatest person. But a person like me is that person that know how to do things. And not saying in a corrupt way, you know. But bygones is bygones. Respect to you. Respect to your wife. Milani, I didn't mean no disrespect when I was saying like they saying you was Russian. That I don't care about that. I used to date a girl from Russia. I dated a girl from Moscow. Her name was Mika. So it's no racist thing with me. I just was getting a point across in different situations and things. Like I didn't know. And it's like when they brought up whoever this playboy girl. Understand this. I hope they understand what they say. Playgirl, bunny. That's basically saying a woman that sells herself. But it's a crime because they're making it. You're a crime. It's a crime because you're the president and da-da-da-da-da. At the same time, they're hoping that they can stir up some corruption with you and your wife. You know, so I understand the whole situation. As far as that, the lady they're talking about, I don't know. So I'm hoping they can throw that out the way, because what's done is done. I'm like, what I'm trying to figure out is like, what's so wrong about, and I'm not defending nobody because wrong is wrong, but what's so wrong about you was messing with somebody and you paid her for hush hush. Like, what part of a crime is that? Oh, I forgot you the president. That's bullshit. You're human. Like, if that's a crime, then all of us might as well be charged too, because I've done that in my younger days. Paid off somebody to hush hush. I mean, but it's not like me paying her. It's not like you paid her off because you killed somebody. Like, this shit is crazy. So, yes, I'm going to leave that alone, sir. So, I'm going to go back into my episode. Now, to everybody out there, I want y'all to pray. Pray for each other. I want y'all to live safe and sound. Tell everybody around you that you love them, because you never know. Tomorrow is not promised to none of us. I want to also say that. I also want everybody out there to be careful and be safe, because the weather about to get crazy all over the states. Okay. Also, if you're nearby Alabama, where the flood at, give them some assistance. Give them some assistance. My dad, Mr. Henry Braggs, and his wife, Patricia Braggs, they're out there. My dad is a volunteer fireman out there. They was up this morning out there helping people in Alabama. So if you're nearby, give a hand. And I'm also letting y'all know that I am here. Just hit me up. I'll find a way. You know, I have some little background of volunteering skills. I have a lot of backgrounds and skills. So I'm just letting you know, God is good every time. I'm also, once again, we've been looking for the two Stevensons, Veronica Stevenson and James Stevenson, then your moms. Beverly Stevenson is trying to locate y'all. She's missing y'all very much. She love y'all. If anybody know who they are, tell them to listen to this site or go to Sean Rouser Sr. Facebook or Sean Rouser Facebook and hit me up. And I have the resource and the connections for them to get a hold of their moms. Their moms is looking for them. She's just missing them. She's not getting no younger. They're not getting no younger. She'll be 60 years old. She want to see her kids. She want to get to know her grandkids. So I'm putting it out there. This is your boy, Sean Melody, speaking my voice, speaking my mind. Love everybody. I love you all. And God bless the world.